Jabba played really well there. It just come down to a couple of checkouts, that's all it was.
Always a strong point you'll finish in, or usually a strong point. If you're going to go far into this Cash Converters Players Championship, you'll be hoping to rely on it.
Yeah, definitely. You need to take out finishes under pressure. And I did a couple there, which made a big difference to the match.
What do you think it is about you as a darts player, Simon? Maybe just your psychological makeup that makes you able to do that, perhaps better than others?
I don't know. I've had a lot of coaching when I was in Australia, and I was coached to practice finishes, counting. So, you know, that's the important part of the game. You know, we can all score the 180s and 140s, but it comes down to hitting those finishes under pressure. And that's what I practice at home. So, you know, it's paying off for me.
This tournament, obviously, you know, you're seeded in second, and it's all down to the work you've done on the tour this year. Looking at the draw, do you feel that, you know, this is another example of my hard work paying off?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've been working very hard lately, doing a lot of hours on the board, and it's paying off. You know, I've had a very good year this year, very consistent, won a couple of tournaments, I think four tournaments this year, and I made a few finals along the way. So I've had a very good year, and I put it down to my practice and, you know, thinking the right way.
When you say thinking the right way, how do you mean?
Well, positively, and thinking of being better than your opponent. If you can be better in, like, counting or just being a little bit smarter in a couple of ways, it makes a big difference.
How much of this game is in the mind, Simon?
I would say at the top of the, like, top level where we are, it's about 90%, because we can all throw the darts, it just comes down to confidence.
The one bonus, if it is a bonus, about being the last game of the first round, you know you're playing, you know exactly how it's panning out for the draw. I mean, do you look for who you could play, or is it just the next game you look at?
Yeah, you sort of look down the lines who you could come across, but you just sort of play one match at a time. You can't put too much on who you think you might play, because it doesn't usually happen.
And how are you feeling about your next opponent then?
I'm playing Ronnie. I don't think I've got a very good record against Ronnie, to be honest. So, you know, I really want to beat Ronnie. I don't even think I've beaten Ronnie on TV. So, there we go.
Well, so that's where the thinking positively thing's going to come in, yeah, Simon?
That's right. I'm due to win. So that's why I'm thinking. It's my turn. I'm going to be positive and just go out and try and win.